where there's a lot of crime.
I really don't know. I know where it used to be. But,
where it used to
I don't
be.
Hear so much about it now. This used to be right up there by the police vehicle, just by the...
This is a funny place for it.
This place is called Love Street. I don't hear much of it happening now. But it's been a lot of people killed on Love Street. Been a lot of people killed on that street. They used to fight and kill. They had those, I wouldn't say restaurants, because I never went in there either. I never did want to eat a place where people had no respect. And this is the kind of place that was, you know, where people are drinking and falling and talking and saying all kind of, using all kind of language. I don't believe in going around places like this.
Do they call places like that Skid Row, places like that maybe in big cities? You said that you didn't drink, that you didn't care for alcohol, but have you ever heard of different names for wine? Not brand names, but slang names?
My mother used to make a wine that called black bear wine. And she used to make wine out of what they did was she'd make it, you know, they used to serve it, you know, just a little ball. They'd make this wine for circle, church circle, something. But anyway, I never did believe in even giving people, church folks, wine that was going to make them drunk. One thing I didn't know was even serving wine in church, because that same wine you serve in the church to that person you call Christian. Same person who I did not from that same wine in the church.
Oh, goodness. I don't know if they have any of these places. Well, I'm pretty sure they don't in Troy, but maybe in Montgomery, where they show the X-rated movies. You don't know anything about those? Do you know any slang names for those type of movies or anything?
Okay.
What federal and city employees, besides the firemen and policemen, work in the neighborhoods here in Troy?
Well, I would think that the housing authorities would be federal employees. There's people that look after these projects. And
the ones who deliver your mail?
And the postmaster.
And the garbage men?
Would he be a federal employee or a city employee?
He's probably a city employee, I would think. Probably the one thing the government hasn't taken over yet is sanitation. Do you have a name for a city employee who has no real job, no real responsibilities, but he draws a salary?
I would say he is a retired city employee. He retired off pension.
If someone hadn't, you know, worked to earn their retirement, but say they were the mayor's cousin or something like that, and he was just set up in a pretend job and drawing a salary,